Traditional GCSEs have included subjects like chemistry, politics, science. For the more creative kinds, there's GCSE in music. You could be studying Pavarotti or learning to play the piano. But from September next year, kids could be offered the chance to do a bit of this. That's right, they could be demonstrating their scratching, looping and mixing skills. That's DJing for people like you and me.
Wednesday night music on BBC Asia Network. Right now, it's Punjabi Hit Squad.
Asia Network's Rao from Punjabi Hit Squad thinks it's a great idea.
It's an art that has skill, coordination, timing and most importantly, imagination. Just like being taught music or learning a new instrument in school, you need vast amount of music theory knowledge to be a DJ.
The AQA exam board say candidates will be able to demonstrate their technical skills. But that doesn't convince parent Kush Singh.
I think it's just totally ridiculous, really. Yes, a music GCSE is fine. You know, if you're going to learn a musical instrument, learn how to read and write music. But DJing, where are we going with this?
And although he himself DJed in clubs back in the days, it's not a GCSE he'd want his children to take up.
My son, that will be doing his GCSE year after next. But no, I wouldn't endorse, or I won't say allow, but I won't want my children to do GCSE music, no.
Some music purists too seem to agree with him on this.
I didn't actually pursue GCSE music because I wasn't so interested in Western classical.
But not tabla player Gurden Rayat, who thinks it'll encourage pupils to take up music GCSE.
There are a lot of youngsters who are, as a sort of hobby at home, they're doing mixing or scratching or their own forms of music, and they would love to be able to take that into the school environment.
Well, Kush, well, he's not entirely convinced by it.
GCSE in DJing? No, I'm totally against that idea.